With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local, the stay home sessions. And I'm talking with Ruben and LJ from a band called Luminator. They are a Tacoma power metal esque band, I would say. Pretty much power metal. That's what your tag is on Bandcamp, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great.
How are you guys doing today? I mean, we're all talking on this Zoom app, so we're all in three different areas. It's socially distanced. It's stay home, stay safe style. First off, Ruben and then LJ, how are you guys doing right now? And how are you guys staying safe and staying sane?
Lucky for me, I'm not someone that's got to be quarantined. We are considered an essential business where I work, because we work in a fire protection. So business as usual for me, you know, it's going to work every day. The sounder has like five people on it when I come in on the train, so it's been pretty nice.
Right on, man. And that's in Tacoma area?
No, I work up in Kent. I live in Tacoma, so I take the sounder up every time, you know.
Okay. And how are you staying sane, man, when you got to go home and stay in and stuff? Are you
just making a beautiful inspirational power metal every night?
Nice, dude.
Stay creative, you know.
LJ, how about you, man?
I'm just working from home, man. Been working from home since the end of January, maybe early February. So I'm already past the crazy stage. I'm starting to get used to it.
Yeah, you're just kind of like hanging out. You playing a lot of video games on your own time and stuff?
Not really. Just playing a lot of guitar and bass, honestly.
That's killer, man. So how did the let's talk about the project, man. How did you guys get together? I know LJ, I've known you for years from several bands, Devil's Illudin, and you know, several other projects you've been in the past. You've been friends of Metal Shop for a long time. How you guys get together for power metal? I know LJ, you've always been a fan of this stuff, but how'd you meet up with Ruben and the rest of the band, and how'd you guys get together for Luminator?
So actually, Ruben and I have known each other for a long time. I met him through his brother shortly after he graduated from high school, and I'm only a year or two older than he is, so
okay,
about 10 years ago or so now. But a few years ago, he hit me up on Facebook and was like, "Hey, dude, I want to start a power metal band." And then he sent me a guitar profile with some a song roughed out, and I was like, "Dude, this is sick. Let's get something going." And you know, we've been working on it ever since then.
Do you guys, so you have a single that has, that we're going to be playing here shortly. Have you guys worked on like an EP or an album, or is that pretty much what you have done so far?
Yeah, we've got like a 5-song EP that we're working on, but it's just been kind of slow working on it because, you know, a little pandemic hits in the middle of us, working on it, and, our recording studio that we work out of is shut down. So we're doing what we can from our home studios because both LJ and I, record at home, I suppose, but our vocalist, you know, he's got a whole studio set up and he can't do much in there right now. So, you know, we've been delayed, but we're still planning to get everything out soon. I mean, we have most of the songs recorded. We need to get some auxiliary instruments in there for it to all sound good, because instead of it just being like heavy metal or something like that, where there's only like four tracks, I think we have like 35 tracks on Still Relieved, where it's just like synths layered on top of each other and all these different things that you gotta stack it all up, you know.
It's
a lot more than just like, yeah, do your guitar part and then we'll be ready, you know. There's a lot more going into it than that.
It's not like a 3-track 3-chord punk rock song. It is a lot of layers, man.
I wish. Yeah, and that's the funny thing about me and LJ, because he comes from like a tech death since I come from like a punk rock background. So for me, I'm just like, yeah, the chord progression sounds good. Let's do it. And he's like, no, man, everything has to be more accurate than that. I'm like, wait, it sounds right. I played the right note. And he's like, it has to be perfect. All right. The frequencies, the pitches need to be right. Okay. I'm like, all right. So he helps kind of, you know, balance me in that respect where I'm not too punk rock. Like, yeah, it's a song. It's out there. It's done. You know.
I'm definitely going to ask you guys about how we get power metal from those two diverging worlds. But before I do, I definitely wanted to acknowledge the rest of the members of your band that we're not talking with today. Who else is in your band, and can you shout them out?
Yeah, there's our vocalist, Demi, and he works like graveyard. So, you know, there was no chance he was going to make this. I think he wakes up in a couple hours. And that's it. So it's just me and LJ and our vocalist, and we've gone through a few different drummers and even a couple of keyboard people, but nothing really stuck. You know, it seems if you're good enough to play our music, you just want to play stuff that's harder.
Sure.
You know? And if you want to play our music, you're usually not good enough to. And that's kind of the difficult place that we're at in power metal, where like guys want to play, like, you know, manly, aggressive, brutal, gent metal. You know, anyone who likes beautiful, singy, hard chord progressions can't really play faster than like 120 BPM.
So
it's hard to find the perfect guy to fit in there.
How did you guys come together? You mentioned that you were like the punk rock guy, LJ's the tech death guy. And how did you guys come together from those diverging worlds and, you know, create power metal? Why power metal?
Well, have you been to like any local power metal shows, Kevin? You know, like big bands when they came, like Rhapsody of Fire or something like that?
Yeah, I saw Blind Guardian play like a two-hour set. And then...
There we go.
You know, of course, I've seen some of the bands like Skeletor and stuff, but yeah, I've been to some power metal. And, I saw Demons and Wizards last year.
Hell yeah.
Right, so, I mean, we would run into each other at a lot of local power metal shows, and power metal kind of has a big umbrella, right? I mean,
yeah.
We were at the Rhapsody of Fire show, and there's an Asian dude that wears full elven armor there. You know, like, don't forget characters like that. We went to how many Ignorance of the Blood shows together? You know, I mean, we just became kind of show buddies. And then after that, it was like, well, I need a guy who likes power metal to play guitar in this project I'm working on. And reached out to LJ, and he was helping me out with my punk rock band. He was helping us record at the time. So we already had that kind of connection. And it just worked out perfectly. Now, like, we write stuff, send it back to each other, and get more excited about it. And, you know, he's been really instrumental in helping me bring this dream alive. And I don't think I could have done it without him, you know, because I think if I picked anyone else who just likes power metal, they wouldn't be really shreddy enough to get it done.
Yeah.
You know, I need LJ as a tooth with the band so I can just sit back and play chords, you know.
So let's talk about the vocals, because in power metal, that is a key thing, man. That is like the cream right there on the top of the sundae, man, the vocalist. Yeah. It can really make or break a power metal band, and your vocalist is sick. How did you guys, you know, find that perfect vocalist for a power metal band?
Craigslist.
Nice.
Yeah, I put out an ad on Craigslist saying like, hey, you know, kind of, we need a vocalist who can sing, who likes power metal, that's looking to do clean stuff. You know, we need like nice big highs. You know, we don't need like a big manly like Sabaton voice. We need someone that's like a Stradivarius kind of singer, you know.
Yeah. And,
we got a response back from this guy and Demi. I mean, we've been working with him for like almost a year now. We still don't know anything about him. He's like, he like came from the woods of Alaska. You know, nobody knows him here in Washington. He's a complete stealthy ninja. You know, he's a man of mystery, and he has this voice that's just a hidden gem, and we're gonna polish that thing up and show it off. You know,
he's an enigma. He's the enigmatic vocalist.
He's not even in the call.
That's awesome.
He's a deep fake, actually.
Wow, dude, damn, you guys. Wow, very, very good at that. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Oh, first off, Ruben, you said that. Are you still in another punk rock band? Why don't you shout that out?
No, I'm not. I actually shut it down so I could focus on this.
Oh.
I was weighing my future. I'm like, what do I want to be playing in 10 years? You know, I don't
want to
be like power metal with like keyboards and, you know, everyone dressed up in their medieval clothing, or do I want to be playing a punk rock where everyone's like spitting on each other and hitting each other with beer bottles and stuff? Like, I'll go for the pretty stuff, you know.
So, and you got the hair, man.
So that being like, Yeah. And that's one of the prerequisites for the band. Unfortunately, Kevin, you can't be there. We have to fire everyone that has at least 12 inches of hair, you know.
Fair enough. I'll be in the war metal band where I gotta wear Ray-Bans and a goatee, like Blasphemy or something.
There we go.
I know a lot of power metal bands kind of have a theme, like very thematic. Did you guys have like a theme?
Yeah. So I wrote a story, and we're writing music to match the story, and story to match the music. You know, we're going back and forth on it. But basically, the idea was I wanted to have a concrete story, because in a lot of power metal, there's like concept albums, but it's not very, very, it's not very well delivered. It's like, oh, just read the lyrics and you'll get it.
Sure.
You know, and I want to make it a little more obvious than that. So I've been like writing the story out. I've been commissioning artists to make, pieces of art for each song that we're doing. So it's like a chapter in a book. You can actually follow the hero and what's happening, see what the city looks like.
Yeah.
See what the big storm overhead looks like. And the story on this one is mainly about like a kind of sorcerer who blocked out the sun. And this main character comes by to kill the sorcerer and bring the sun back. And obviously it was easy to write that living in Washington, where it's dark for 8 months straight.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
So yeah, that's the story that we're delivering. But we don't want it to be like a musical where like you're singing and you're like, oh, now I'm approaching the castle. It's got to be something that's still more relatable. You know, like we want to kind of strike kind of the balance that Queen Strike did in Operation Mindcrime, where it's like you can follow the story that they're telling, but it's not too heavy-handed that you're like, eh, this feels like a musical, you know?
Sure.
So, yeah, but that's the goal there. And you can see we already have some concept art up for, like, the city. And then for Silver Leaves, we have the track for that. And you can see him in a forest with, like, the Forest Guardian. And that's part of, like, delivering, like, the mood and the flavor of the song. And we have a few more pieces that are being commissioned now for the rest of the EP. So there's going to be a picture for each song.
Man, it's a very deep concept there, and very highly conceptual for a band that's you know, seemingly on the radar of me, at least, kind of just getting started and getting out there. That's really cool that you guys have this, you know, all conceptualized. Who's the artist? Why don't we shout out the artists and that you're working with?
Yeah, his name is Matthias Nystrom, but we have his links all over our band page.
Awesome.
He goes by the name of Bacon Scraper or something like that. He's out of Norway or Finland or something like that. And
yeah,
I found him the same way on the internet. I'm like, hey, I need an artist to make cool concept art for a fantasy metal band. Anyone can do it. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. So we've been paying him, and he's been bringing my story that I'm making up as we speak, like to life. You know, like I make up something, and he's like, yeah, I can make that. And the rest is history. It's beautiful, you know.
So is this going to be a studio band, or do you guys, I mean, obviously no one's playing concerts at this point, but you know, on the other side of this pandemic, do you guys imagine that you'll be playing live performances?
Yeah, that's definitely our goal. And if you're listening right now and you are interested in this band, definitely hit us up, because we could use a drummer and a keyboard player and a bass player.
Yeah.
And a bass player.
Because right now we're recording all the bass parts and programming all the keyboards and everything.
How about the other instruments that sometimes are thrown in there, like a folk harp or a hammered dulcimer?
We use those, and they're all, yeah.
Wow.
They're melody, yeah.
Yeah, so that's part of the layering approach with, there'll be some parts that, like, the keyboard player will play, and then there'll be a backtrack to go along with the live scenarios.
Damn.
Yeah, we really just want to have, like, the all-encompassing experience and have, like, although we're a local band, we still want to start off on, like, a pro-level band. But you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
By the time when we get to our first show, I want us to be, like, fully ready. I want people to think that we're legit. You know, I want everyone to be, like, really, really excited, you know, when they're done with the show. And be like, hey, I want to see those guys again.
Damn. All right, man. So It's and here's the thing, you guys have a plenty of time to work on that right now, because I don't think, you know, shows are going to be happening, you know, definitely not like next week or something. We'll see. But, you know, so, all right, man. Well, I wanted to ask you guys about some of your personal choices here. So, we all know, and, I'll give you guys, both the opportunity to answer this one. So LJ, since the camera's on you, let's start with this one. LJ, and then Ruben. We all know the big four of thrash is Anthrax, Metallica, Megadeth, and Slayer. In your opinion, since you're a power metal band, what are the big four of power metal?
Oh, dude, that's tough.
That's really easy, LJ. I can take over first.
All right.
Yeah, so, all right, you go first. Let me think about it.
I think you could separate a power metal into two distinct groups, right? There's the guys who use a lot of keyboards and the guys who don't.
Yeah.
And for me, I prefer a lot of keyboards. And for some other people, they prefer not as much keyboard. So if you ask the power metal fan who doesn't like keyboard, they would say something like Ed Guy, Sabaton,
Manowar,
Wind, Hammerfall. you know. Yeah. But me, I don't really like that stuff. I like keyboards. So I would go Dragon Force, Stradivarius, Rhapsody of Fire, maybe Gloryhammer if we're talking recent, but if we're talking historically, probably Sonata Arctica. Just okay. Something between the old guard and the current. Because if we're going to old guard, that's like Blind Guardian and like Camelot and Halloween and stuff like that. But I'm a bit newer than that.
Sure. What about Manowar? Would you say they're like the forefathers of power metal? Or,
I mean, first of all, yes, they're great. But when I think power metal, I think Rainbow Into the Dark. I think Dio first. Because he put keyboards in first. You think about that track with that keyboard lick in the hook, and it's like, it's so different from anything even Manowar was doing. You
okay.
know? And I think keyboards are what make power metal. Like, you were talking about how vocals are part of that. I'm like, mm-hmm. yes, I agree. Like, the big, powerful vocals, I think keyboards are the most important thing. Because from what I read, because I'm too young to know, everyone in the 80s was scared to put keyboards into metal or into rock. It's like, keyboards don't belong in there. And everyone was hating on Deep Purple because they did that. But I think it makes music beautiful. And if you have the keyboards to carry the melody line, you could do a lot of stuff on guitar with leads.
And Deep Purple can kick ass, so screw him.
Yeah.
LJ, what about you, man? What are your personal top four? Big four.
Right. If we're going personal, I would definitely say Rhapsody of Fire, Symphony X, probably Iced Earth. And that fourth one, it changes a lot. I've been really digging on Majestica, which is a really sick Swedish power metal band that have a really cool... almost like a Europe feel to them, like okay. a more modern Europe.
Yeah.
Another band I've been really digging in for my fourth slot, I guess, is Orion's Reign. Their latest album is kind of like a supergroup album. So it has like Tim Owens and some other cool dudes on there.
Yeah, Tim Ripper, yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually been listening to a lot of Sabotage myself, because I guess you can consider them power metal, and some of their later stuff got really concept heavy, and I've been appreciating that stuff a lot.
Oh, I can't forget to mention 3 Inches of Blood either.
Yeah.
Rip. Yeah. Miss those guys.
Okay, guys. Well, let's kind of transition here to a little bit more goofy questions. So I got a couple for you. First off, if we were to get you really drunk or really high, we were at a karaoke bar, and you had a book open to any karaoke song, and you had to do one. Ruben, let's start with you. What would the karaoke song be that you would choose?
I would play it safe and do War Pigs, because once you're done with it, it's just a long guitar solo.
There you go.
Well, come get a beer, and it's a good song that you can kind of yell your way through and not have to sing too well.
Yeah.
That's how I think Ozzy gets away with it so often.
Nice. And LJ, what about you, bro?
Dude, that's a tough one, man. I'm not a great singer. You know, I'll go with one of my favorite 3 Inches of Blood songs, Wicked Tron, off their second album, Advance and Vanquish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, just one more question here for you before we get into your song that we're going to play here on the Loud and Local podcast. And so at this time, a lot of people were getting a lot of negative news, a lot of, I mean, obviously it's important to stay tuned or stay updated with what's going on in the world, but a lot of times it can be overwhelming. Imagine someone's overwhelmed, bummed out, not having a good day. What's an album that you personally, LJ, can put on and will put you in a good headspace and will get you kind of going?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Judas Priest's Painkiller.
Yeah.
That's just like a, you know, from front to back, it's just a relentless, like, awesome album. Like, every track could be a single. Every track could stand great on its own. It shreds. It rips. Vocals are great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't right. get any better than that, honestly.
And Ruben, what about you, brother?
I'd probably say White Women by Chromeo.
Oh, okay.
You feel good. Chromeo's the way to go. It's like this funk and like a lot of keyboards and stuff, and the guys are real funny with their lyrics. So that's usually what I'd go for if I need to be cheered up, you know?
Right on, man. Well, yeah, I'll let you guys do. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to not going to mute my mic, but I'm going to lay off the microphone, and I'm going to let you guys, so choose between who wants to do it. You guys are you do as cheesy as you can. I want you guys to be the cheesy radio DJ and introduce your song here on Loud and Local. Of course, we're talking with Luminator, so your turn.
I'll take it, LJ. I know you're shy. All right. All right, thanks for tuning in. Now we're going to be playing a track by Luminator. Some power metal guys like to dress up in medieval clothing and talk about dragons and knights and such. oh, well, here's a track, lots of keyboards, lots of high-reaching vocals, and if you're into that, give them a listen.
The name of the track is Silver Leaves, by the way.
you want to give it a shout out, man?
Right. Hey, you're listening to Silver Leaves by Luminator.
Nice, dude. All right, guys, where can we find your stuff, and what can you plug before we jump into the song?
We're on Facebook, Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, Napster.
Napster?
Google Play.
LimeWire, BearShare. Yeah.
Tinder, Grindr.
Yeah. I think we're on Dig as well. We're on everything, man. But yeah, yeah. We actually do have that one single available on pretty much any streaming platform you can find.
That's amazing.
But probably Aegis is probably going to our Facebook and going to the Bandcamp page and checking it out there. And a big part of it is seeing that beautiful artwork. So definitely make sure you use your eyes as well as your ears.
Right on, guys. Thanks a lot for the interview, and we'll get into it. It's Luminator here on Loud and Local.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.